From high atop the Camelback Towers in Scottsdale, from the Star Worldwide Network Studios, this is Checking In with Check for a Lump. Arizona's prominent breast cancer nonprofit, providing free education, mammograms, wigs, and support. Now, let's check in with Check for a Lump.
Woohoo! We are so excited. We have a fabulous episode for you today. I am one of your hosts, Holly Rose, founder of Check for a Lump, and I am joined by my fabulous co-host, Ashley Plum with Check for a Lump. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Doing great, Holly. I'm happy to be here. And it's going to be a great show.
I know. We have Dr. Lee with Sonora Quest Laboratories today. And before we get started and before I introduce her, I would like to give a shout out to our annual Big Wig sponsors who support us all year long. The Arizona Center for Reconstructive Breast Surgery, Cancer and Blood Specialists of Arizona, Cigna, the Mint Dispensary, True Leaf Harvest, Sonora Quest Laboratories, we appreciate you, and Pfizer as well. We appreciate your support. So today, I'm now going to introduce to you Dr. Shaw Lee, who is the medical director of Sonora Quest Laboratories. Today, she is going to talk about biomarker testing, specifically in Arizona and the new law that has been passed. Dr. Shaw Lee is, like I said, the medical director, scientific medical director of genetics, genomics division at Sonora Quest Laboratories, Laboratory Sciences of Arizona, associate professor at University of Arizona, Department of Pathology. She received her PhD in genetics from Fudan University in China, her clinical cytogenics fellowship at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, clinical molecular genetics fellowship at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and the ABMGG board certified in clinical cytogenics and clinical molecular genetics. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for being with us today. We are so excited to have you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we are just so happy to dive right in. Today we're going to be talking about biomarker testing and the House Bill 2144 coverage in Arizona, which we've been a strong advocate for. So we're excited to dive into this with you. And we want to first start out by talking about what is biomarker testing. A lot of people out there are unsure what that even is.
Sure. So the biomarker testing is to screen and identify the presence of a biomarker. There are many, many different types of biomarkers. For example, molecular, histologic, radiographic, and physiological characteristics. Some of the examples for like the biomarker is like the blood pressure, body temperature, and the body mass index. And also the presence of an antibody may indicate an infection. Also, the genes or protein expression that correlates with the risk or progression of a disease. The biomarkers can be very specific to some cells, molecules, genes, gene products, enzymes, or hormones.
Wow, that's a lot of really great information all at once. Wow. I mean, just, I had no idea how many things were related to biomarker testing.
I didn't realize so many characteristics were involved. As a breast cancer survivor, I'm very breast cancer specific oriented, but no idea that it covered such a vast array of characteristics.
Yeah. Would you be able to give us an example of a molecular biomarker?
Definitely. So one of the examples is like pharmacogenomics. So the pharmacogenomics is a very good example of the molecular biomarker, which looks at how your DNA, which is the nucleotide, right, affects the way your body responds to the medication. It will determine whether the medication is effective, what dosage of medication is right for you, as well as adverse side effects. By knowing ahead of time how a medication is likely to impact your health, your disease progression, you can avoid side effects, improve health outcomes, and reduce vital time spent on trial and error treatments. And the testing will provide a personalized treatment rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. And the pharmacogenomic testing also save costs for both patients and healthcare industry.
So my comment to biomarker testing, it is so invaluable to deliver precision medicine. And the impact it has to the patient and their quality of life, if they don't need that treatment and they don't have to experience those side effects, you're going to have improved quality of life. You're going to have decreased costs to your insurance system and the patient itself to reduce financial toxicity. It's just amazing that this has come about in just advances in medicine. So happy that this is here. So who would want biomarker testing? Why would someone go get testing?
Yes, that's a really good question. So if you are being treated for any health situation or taking any kind of medication, biomarker testing can help your doctor to provide the right treatment, whether it is cancer treatment or even depression medication treatments. So anybody who is looking for personalized treatment instead of one-size-fits-all approach will find the biomarker testing very helpful. And the biomarker testing can also help identify your risk of disease. I can give you an example. Recently, an Australian actor whose name is Chris Hemsworth, so everybody knows him, had his biomarker testing done.
Of course we know him. Yeah. Thor, right?
Yeah, yes. The testing identified that he is at high risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So basically, the finding showed that his genetic makeup includes two copies of the gene called APOE4. So he got two copies, one from mom, one from dad, which studies have linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. According to a study in 2021 by NIH, 25% of people carry one copy of the gene, but only 2 to 3% of the population had both of the gene. So he talks about the finding as blessing, so he can begin taking steps to manage the risk, maintain physical and mental health, and perhaps stave off the development of the disease for as long as possible.
So interesting. My husband and I were just talking about Alzheimer's today. He has Alzheimer's in his family. His grandmother had Alzheimer's. And so I always do word puzzles in the morning. And we were talking about he should, you know, consider doing word puzzles or learning a new language or instrument. And I didn't realize that you could do genetic testing for Alzheimer's. He obviously has it in his family, but does he have both of the genes? That would be interesting to find out now.
Yeah, I think the gene is associated with the predisposition of the disease. So it's likely you would develop that later in your life.
So let me ask you how, say, my husband or someone else who has breast cancer history in their family, how does someone get the test?
So you can ask your doctor. Doctor will order the right test for you based on the family history. And also for breast cancer, there's two different big categories. One is inherited, one is sporadic. So depending on whether you have a family history of a gene like a BRCA 1 or 2, the testing is very different.
That's interesting.
Because if you have family history, you have to go through the hereditary NGS. It's called a next generation sequencing panel. But if you do not have family history, you're supposed to go to a somatic NGS panel, which looks for all the genes not inherited.
Well, and the majority of women who get breast cancer do not have hereditary breast cancer. So that probably applies to the majority of women who are seeking testing or have breast cancer. So I think that I want to dive more into this and definitely dive more into Arizona specific and how we have made changes to have insurance cover it. But we are going to take a small break and we are going to rock out. So today we have the special guest, the Blinks, with us today. So let's hear it, guys, and let's rock out. Thanks for rocking out with us. That was awesome. We appreciate your support and your musical talent. If you want to hear more from the Blinks, you can find them on social media at The Blinks with a Z. Totally awesome. They've got a whole catalog of songs, so be sure and check them out. And now I want to bring you back to Dr. Shaw Lee with Sonora Quest Laboratories, and we are talking about biomarker testing, and now we really want to dive into the House Bill 2144 that covers biomarker testing through insurance in Arizona. Can you tell us more about this?
Absolutely. So this HB 2144 is a new law signed by Governor Doug Ducey on May 6, 2022. So it took effect on January 1st, 2023. Under this new law, Arizona health insurers must cover biomarker testing when there is a clinical need for it. And also, all the testing requires healthcare providers to order the test. And the biomarker is recommended by FDA, CMS, or nationally recognized clinical practice guidelines.
So we are so blessed to have this go through and to have Governor Ducey sign this bill. I can share that Check for a Lump was part of the advocacy through Cancer Action Network, and we used our voice in the House to share our experience. Specifically, my personal experience is I was undergoing treatment, post-treatment after my surgeries, and it was 8 years in that my doctor was able to go back in because of advances in biomarker testing, test my tumor, and she discovered that the treatment I was on was not impacting me whatsoever. And I was able to get off of my treatment, and as a a consequence I was able to get off of my blood thinners due to the treatment because I have a blood condition. So my quality of life just increased dramatically thanks to this test. So the importance to have every woman have equitable access to this test through insurance is incredible. What has been your experience with the bill?
So previously, I think all the testing we actually submitted to the MolDX. You know, it's the agency that oversees the Medicare patients. So the reimbursement is not really favorable because a lot of new technologies like next generation sequencing, they cover like many genes, but sometimes they look for a particular one gene that is associated with the cancer and has to be mentioned in the NCCN guideline. So therefore, it is very challenging. But with this new bill, I think all the biomarker testing, which is endorsed by the physician or recommended by the FDA, CMS, or other guidelines, is going to be covered in Arizona. That's the biggest news for patients here.
So am I correct that Arizona was the second state to implement this law?
I think so, yeah.
And do you foresee other states following suit?
Definitely. Yeah.
Now, does insurance like specify which parts of biomarker testing are covered, or is it more of like a blanket all biomarker testing that is needed for the specific either disease or
I think
or
for
cancer?
A different disease, it is very specific.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have to read the policy, you know, guidelines to make sure that this is covered. So therefore, I have some recommendations. If you want to get tested, you have to speak with doctors first. But after that, you get the, you know, the correct biomarker testing ordered by the physician. And then you would go to see the doctor to get the sample to be taken. And after that, please check with insurance carriers for the specific biomarker to be covered. So you don't want to get a huge bill afterwards. You wanted to do it before that. Yeah.
So there's a whole process to follow. That's good to know for women. And can women receive this test and go through this protocol through Sonora Quest Laboratories?
Yes. Sonora Quest Laboratories provide many different biomarker testing, including prenatal, including postnatal, and oncology. So depending on different markers, and you have to go through that with insurance. Make sure it's all covered before you do it.
Yes, you don't want those unexpected bills, yeah. For sure. Well, yeah. And Sonora Quest offers an array of services, not just biomarker testing. Can you tell us a little bit more of what Sonora Quest offers?
I think Sonora Quest is a really, really big lab, provide many, many different tests, including like molecular infectious disease, toxicology, and any other like a routine test, you know, which everybody is going to go there. And for genetics, genomics, we provide all the high complexity testing, which is very esoteric. So for people who want to do the test, you should talk to the doctors, at least make sure that test will help you to do either diagnosis or prognosis.
So I have a quick question to follow up with you on the doctors. Which doctor would you recommend that the patient goes to? Is that somebody that, like, if they were a cancer patient, they would do that through their oncologist, or would it be through their surgeon?
I think if in general you have a PCP, right, family doctor, that's for very general, you know, inquiries. But if you have anything special, especially for cancer, you have to go to oncologist first. And the oncologist will recommend who is the surgeon. Because depending on you have blood disease or either tumor, that will direct you to different doctors.
Got it.
That's a whole navigation process.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
Dr. Lee, is there anything else that you would like to share today with us regarding biomarker testing or Sonora Quest Laboratories or any of the work that you do?
I think I'm good. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have you on. We appreciate you and your time. We also appreciate Sonora Quest Laboratories for their annual sponsorship each year and a huge in-kind donation. Our video shown through all of Sonora Quest Laboratories and just to help us with our outreach of our pre-free program. So we're honored to have you here, Dr. Lee, and the support of Sonora Quest Laboratories. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Thank you for being
and
here.
We like to end each podcast with a little challenge. So Ashley and Dr. Lee, I'm going to challenge you both. We have been doing our podcast for a few months now, and we've talked about our free programs. So we want to know, have you been paying attention? What are our free programs that Check for a Lump offers?
Dr. Lee, do you have a guess as to one of our free programs that we have?
I haven't tried it yet. Oh, wig?
That's right. Yes, that's correct. Do. So we offer free education, free mammograms and testing, diagnostic testing, free wigs, and free support.
And you can find all of our programs at checkforalump.org. Again, checkforalump.org. All of our programs are absolutely free. You can also find us on social media at checkforalump and checkforalumpaz. So again, our thanks to Dr. Lee and our thanks to our annual sponsors, Arizona Center for Reconstructive Breast Surgery, Cancer and Blood Specialists of AZ, Cigna, The Mint, Pfizer, Sonora Quest Laboratories, True Leaf Harvest, and of course, to my wonderful co-host, Ashley. We are thrilled to be here and appreciate your attention and support. So have a great day, and we will see you at the next checking in for Check for a Lump.